It's time for your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull for Friday, November 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said Thursday the U.S. Department of Agriculture and State Departments of Ag should work to reopen the shuttered chicken processing plant in Charles City. During a press conference in Des Moines, Vilsack said the Pure Prairie Poultry bankruptcy represents an unusual and very unfortunate circumstance among USDA's large portfolio of expanding processing capabilities around the country. Pure Prairie Poultry received over $45 million in grants and loans from the USDA in 2022 to expand and renovate the processing plant in Charles City, which closed October 2nd, shortly after the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship took over care of the company's 1.3 million broiler chickens in the state, which eventually had to euthanize the chickens. Some Republican lawmakers have since expressed a deep concern for the USDA's oversight of these programs. Vilsack said the Pure Prairie Poultry plant was one of over 400 projects and $1.4 billion invested to expand processing capacity across meat production, noting, quote, "You can compare and contrast our portfolio and its performance to any commercial bank in the country. The default rate is very, very low," end quote. He urged farmers affected by the closure to take advantage of the Livestock Indemnity Program and to make a claim under the Packers and Stockyards Act, which will create a ranking preference as the bankruptcy assets are liquefied. Vilsack said there is a need for processing facilities like the Charles City plant that closed, and, quote, "Our goal is to hopefully get the thing reopened, and everybody, frankly, everybody should be working towards that," end quote. He hopes a buyer can be found to take over the facility. According to the latest U.S. drought monitor, issued before rains fell Wednesday into Thursday, almost all of the region was considered to be in severe drought. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, October 29th, all of Bremer, Butler, Chickasaw, Howard, Fayette, Franklin, Winnesheek, Allamakee, Buchanan, Blackhawk, Grundy, and Clayton counties were rated in the D2 category for severe drought. Minus a very small section in the northwest corner of the county, the vast majority of Floyd County also now in severe drought, along with the southern three-quarters of Cerro Gordo County, the rest of Cerro Gordo County in moderate drought. The southern two-thirds of Hancock County also in severe drought, as well as the eastern quarter of Mitchell County, the western three-quarters of Mitchell County, all of Worth County, and the vast majority of Winnebago County are in moderate drought. The National Weather Service in La Crosse reports that from July 31st through October 29th, a period of 90 days, rainfall totals range from just over an inch and a half near Olwine to almost 10 inches near Winona, Minnesota. This has resulted in rainfall deficits from 1 to 9 inches across northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and western Wisconsin. In the wake of recent rain from Wednesday and Thursday, a handful of area counties have lifted their burn bans, many which had been in place throughout much of October. Butler County's burn ban ceased at 7:45 yesterday morning after being activated at noon on October 4th. Winnesheek County removed its burn ban at 8 a.m. yesterday morning after going into effect at 1 p.m. October 1st. Howard County's burn ban lifted at 2 p.m. Thursday after being activated at 2 p.m. October 1st. Franklin County's burn ban ended at noon yesterday after it went into effect at noon on October 9th. Worth County's burn ban that went into effect October 18th was lifted as of 8 o'clock this morning. Kossuth County's burn ban, activated on October 17th, was lifted at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Burn bans still active in Floyd, Chickasaw, Bremer, Cerro Gordo, Fayette, Clayton, Buchanan, Grundy, Hardin, and Wright counties. As of 8 a.m. this morning, the number of Iowa counties under burn bans had dropped to 36. At one time, 61 of Iowa's 99 counties were under burn bans due to ongoing drought conditions. A Charles City man, scheduled to plead guilty to assaulting a woman last spring, has been arrested for assaulting her again with her now pregnant. Charles City police responded to the 300 block of Sprigg Street about 1:30 Wednesday afternoon for a disturbance in which a female had been assaulted. The male accused of the assault had left the scene before officers arrived, and AMR ambulance was called to treat the woman for her injuries. Further investigation led CCPD to the 400 block of Richings Street in search of 40-year-old Patrick Rand, who was apprehended after a brief foot chase. Rand has been charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon to a pregnant person and for assault against a person under a protective order, both Class D felonies. He also faces one count each of violation of a no-contact order, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. The arrest also resulted in a contempt of court violation. According to criminal complaints, Rand allegedly struck the victim, his ex-girlfriend, who is pregnant, in the face at her home. When police located Rand at his residence, he attempted to flee out the back door. Once caught, a glass drug pipe was found in his pants. Court records show Rand is scheduled for a plea hearing today in Floyd County District Court for assaulting the same woman on March 30th. In that case, Rand was charged with aggravated assault after he was accused of pulling her hair, hitting her in the face, and putting a lit cigarette out on her leg. The latest developments of the Charlie Western Trail and the American Passenger Train History Museum will be on display tomorrow in Charles City. Mayor Dean Andrews says a ribbon cutting will officially mark the opening of the trail extension at the corner of North Grand and 11th Avenues.
To go all the way around town on the trail, it's just about 5 miles to go. You know, if you're an avid biker, that's not very far. But if you're a runner, 5 miles is a pretty good jaunt. And if you're, particularly if you're a walker, and if you're a biker, go around it 3 times.
The Train Museum's Bob Mullen says the public can also tour train cars currently under renovation.
We're going to open up 2 of the train cars, and one of them will be down the ways about a half a block from there, and you'll be able to walk through the car and see one of the cars that's in pretty good condition, pretty close to what we would have when we open the museum. The other one will be down at 10th and G Street at our shop. We've got a sleeping car down there that is fully intact and in wonderful condition. Nice. We had hoped to move it down here, but because of the construction of the bike trail, we couldn't switch it down here in time. So, chance to see how people slept on the train.
Andrews adds that the historic Milwaukee Railroad Depot will also factor into the trail down the road.
Plan is that in the future to have the depot be a trailhead area. They're going to put in restrooms that are accessible from the exterior. So even if the depot itself is not open, there will be restrooms for people using the trail. We'll talk about putting like a bike repair station up there, and there's some parking available like on 11th Avenue. So it'll just be a kind of a nice stopping place along the trail.
Festivities in Charles City tomorrow afternoon run from 1 to 3 p.m. with light refreshments and the trail ribbon cutting at 1:30. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.